This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Well, you can bet that there were plenty of foreclosure scams going on in Las Vegas in the day. It used to be called the foreclosure capital of the nation. But the city's experiencing a turnaround of sorts. Last month, it dropped to number 6 on RealtyTrack's list of cities burdened by foreclosures. So what's behind the shifting market in Sin City? For this week's Housing Market Check-In, we turn now to Colleen Kelly. She's the president-elect of the Nevada Association of Realtors. She's been selling real estate in Las Vegas for more than 2 decades. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Could you give us a snapshot of the Las Vegas real estate scene?
We're suffering from a shortage of inventory. Very much a seller's market at this point. Buyers are making multiple offers on properties. We have a lot of foreign investors coming in.
Well, what's the typical house going for, and what do you get for that? What does it look like?
Our median income price here is about $150,000. And that's, you know, you're looking at probably a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. Houses, though, you know, are in various states of disrepair. Some of them are good. Some of them have been sitting for long periods of time. So you may have leaks, and they may have been vandalized, where air conditioning units and different things have been taken from the property. So each property is unique unto itself.
So how are people feeling there?
Cautious optimism. More than half of our market is short sales. So, you know, that's a good thing for sellers as opposed to being foreclosed on. So there is some optimism, certainly, within the marketplace because our prices have risen here almost 27% in a year.
So what's the significance of the fact that half of the home sales are short sales?
That's a sign of improvement. Certainly the banks are willing to do those type of sales, so that's certainly moving inventory through the system and clearing it out.
And what does it mean for home buyers?
Short sales are not short, per se.
You mean they take a long time. Yeah,
they take
complicated,
a long time.
I know.
And we have a large portion of the market are investor purchases, because more than half of our market is cash sales.
Well, you've seen such dramatic swings in the market, perhaps more so than anywhere in the nation. And I hear the tired warrior in your voice. Is that what it feels like now to be a realtor in Las Vegas, that you've kind of seen it all?
Well, having been in the business for as long as I have, I've certainly seen market changes and ups and downs. But this particularly was the perfect storm. I mean, with the housing market declining so quickly and unemployment going up and construction stopping in midstream and financing, it was everything all at one time. So certainly those that have remained in the market have been beaten up a few times.
Did you ever think about changing careers?
No.
Never?
No, this is, you know, something that it's a good feeling to get first-time homebuyers and people who didn't think they could have a piece of that American dream. It's nice to put those people into a home.
What's the most difficult situation you faced selling a home in these past few years?
It's difficult to see people who have been in their homes and now have lost them. I had one of my agents had invested in a number of homes during the boom and lost all of them, including the home that she was living in. So there's a lot of sad stories here in the Las Vegas Valley.
What do you see in the future for Las Vegas?
Statistics were 1 out of every 4 houses were underwater, but 2011 was the best sales year that we ever had, and last year was the 3rd highest sales year. So hopefully in a short period of time, we'll be able to return to a normal market.
Colleen Kelly is president-elect of the Nevada Association of Realtors, also past president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me.
And we'd love to hear how the housing market's doing where you live. Tell us at marketplace.org.